No, just my code is broken, and I don't know why. No shit. Thanks, Einstein. Whatever. I don't have the patience to play find the missing semicolon right now. Are you working on anything important? No. I don't want you to find the bug in my code. I want you to find my clit. Okay, first of all, if you count lunch yesterday, it's actually 7 times in 3 days, not 6. Of course that counts. I know we were interrupted. Ugh, you're such a dude. Just because no one came doesn't mean it doesn't count. No, that afternoon was a whole separate one. Anyway, regardless of how much sex we've had recently, I don't see why that's a reason not to have some now. Because we're on the clock? Dude, are you seriously telling me you don't want to fuck right now because you feel bad we aren't getting more work done? It's our advisor's fault anyway. He sticks us together on this boring-ass project, working, like, 2 feet away from each other all summer, in this moldy old basement lab. I mean, obviously we were gonna hook up. Besides, look, I mean, technically we are still working. We're being paid to run experiments, right? Okay, so that's what we've been doing. Running experiments. Oh, come on. Don't tell me you haven't been collecting data. Like yesterday at lunch. Effects of unexpectedly denied orgasm on a male test subject. Conclusion. He gets frustrated and horny until you fuck him that afternoon. And the afternoon's experiment. Effects of prolonged teasing on a previously aroused male test subject. Conclusion. He comes like a faucet. And, of course, the, seminal study that kicked this research project off. Effects of decreasing skirt length and fastening fewer buttons. A multi-day effort to make you jump me. Conclusion. A bivariate regression documenting the relationship between cleavage and legs and losing your shit. See? Data. Totally within the job description. That's more like it. Where to today? The lounge upstairs should be empty, right? Oh yeah, I forgot that was today. Fucking math nerds invading our turf. Aw, I don't want to do the supply closet again. It's always so cold in there. And honestly, we're probably fine to just stay here. I mean, it's not like anyone ever comes into the lab unannounced. Great! Now, would you like to define the spatial parameters today? The position, dummy. How do you want it? Choose wisely. This will affect your findings. Actually, I do have some very specific independent variables that I'd like to test out today. Just not related to position. No, I'm not going to tell you. That would bias the experiment. Anyway, what's it going to be? Just straight missionary? Well, it's a little basic. But I guess you're right. We haven't actually done that yet. Always good to get a baseline, right? Ugh, our couch is gross, though. I don't want to lie down on that. What if... Here, it's not quite missionary, but the same idea. What if I lie back on the table with my legs hanging over, and you stand there and maybe hold my thighs as you thrust? Will that do? Okay, good. Clothes on, just in case, I guess. Dude, I'm practically spilling out of this top anyway, which you're welcome, by the way. And based on yesterday, it seemed like over the clothes groping is still plenty fun for you. Yeah, I hike up my skirt and... dude, we have got to get you some pants with an elastic waistband. Zippers and buttons are seriously not conducive to a quickie. Finally. Okay, get that dick in me. Now, since you're behind on your data collection, make sure to pay close attention. I mean, come on, I can't believe you didn't take any notes during effects of rigid object insertion in conjunction with manual clitoral stimulation, a multi-pronged path to orgasm. That was your first publishable success. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Nice even strokes. One of these days we'll have to strap a Fitbit to your dick and see what we can measure. All this qualitative data only goes so far. I know you're holding my legs up, but do you think you could spare a thumb to... Oh! Oh. Oh. Oh, yeah. Just like that. Oh. Oh. Look, don't take this the wrong way, but when did you learn to do that? See, you have been taking data. All this fucking is downright educational. In future collaborations, please remember to cite your sources so that all your future lovers can send me a thank you note. Oh, man. Oh, keep doing that. Oh, you're gonna... you're gonna make me cum if you keep this up. Oh, yeah. Pinch my nipples through my shirt. Keep thumbing and thrusting. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Just like that. Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm close. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's it. Oh, yeah. Oh. Fuck. Oh, your stamina has really improved in a short period. Oh, you're close though, right? Yeah. I could tell you were holding back a little. Is seeing me writhe around on the table almost too much for you? Oh, sure. Feeling me convulsing around your cock. That can't be easy. That's it. Oh, I love it when you go for broke. That's it. Oh, make yourself come. Just tell me first when you're going to, okay? Why? So we can maintain the streak of no one coming in the lab unannounced, obviously. Also, other reasons. You're getting close? Okay, hang on a sec. Let me get down here. Nope, sorry. Today's study is non-penetrative in conclusion. Instead, we'll be looking at the effects of common pornographic themes on male test subject. In lay terms, I want you to come on my face. The subject appears enthusiastic and hard as a rock. Got it. Oh, please, won't you come on my face? I just need that hot load all over me. Well, duh. We're trying to recreate an average porno effect in a controlled setting. Gotta dial it up a little. come on me. Come on my face. I want it all over. Ugh, make me your dirty little slut. Go on, whenever you're ready. Oh, and make sure to observe closely. And that way you can publish on effects of topically applied semen on female subjects' physical beauty. There it is. Oh my. Excellent volume. Comparable to the denial study, really. Also, I gotta say, unexpectedly hot on the receiving end as well. Might merit a follow-up study. Effects of topically applied semen on the odds of a second orgasm. Yeah? Care to co-author? Great. Then bring that tongue over here. What a helpful lab partner you are.